Blog Talk Radio.
Andrew Shatkin, the Blog Talk Radio Show on 5 days a week, weekdays, and also on weekends, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 3 in the afternoon, sometimes at 6:30, sometimes at 10 or 11. It's on the button every day, though, and I hope you enjoy this show. And the parameters of this show and its basis is, number one, I have a great dedication and love for English for literature, English, American, German, French, and Russian literature. I love great books such as War and Peace and Milton's Paradise Lost and Passage to India by E.M. Forster. I love great books and literature. Second, I am a Christian. I have an MDiv degree from Quincy Theological Seminary in biblical languages, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and I have a dedication to following Christ to the end of my life. And third, this show has a political element. I'm conservative, but I do take the position of Jesus' concern for the poor and poverty. Now, I'd like to talk a little about the show. My take on this show. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not out for media hope, media falsehoods, political rhetoric, anything like that. We're out to get honest discernment and honest intellectual functioning and to understand and gain access to facts and truth. Second, the show, as I say, is a theological emphasis, and the show is connected with Christianity, but I welcome all faiths of all kinds and all people from beginning to end, wherever they may be, whatever their faith, Hindu, Buddhist, Islam. I respect them. I want to dialogue with them and understand them and to present the love of Jesus in the faces that I see. Third, I am an author of 10 books, some Christian books, some legal books, 2 legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, and a Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables. By the way, every word of Jesus comes from the mind of God and thought of God, and the parables represent, the 41 parables I interpret in this book represent the thinking of God Almighty in heaven as he has come to earth in the person of Christ. I've also just written a book on the Psalms. All my interpretation of all 150 Psalms. I love the Psalms. They are great lyric poetry. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, and I have learned them in English when I went to Sunday school as a kid and memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm in Sunday school. The Psalms are the inspiration for me of God as he speaks to us and Christ. And I love the Psalms, and as I've said before, I challenge anyone to believe that the Psalms in any translation can be loved and understood, whereas other books and other translation do not come across. The Psalms do. John Donne, the great English poet, said of the Psalms that they are the manna of the church. They are the basis of Christian and Jewish belief. To read the Psalms, to read the Psalms and recite the Psalms is to be inspired, essentially, and is to have your sights raised as a person. It's to be raised as a person to a level that you would not be able to attain without reading the Psalms or any other great book. A book has the purpose, a great book, a outstanding book, has the purpose of raising you up to the level that you can attain by reading this book and by reading the Psalms. I'm also writing other books, 4 blog books, literary and religious blogs, 4 books. I'm working on them. I am partially written a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm planning a book on the book of Job in the Bible, the Edomite, and who was tried by God with many trials. It's a wonderful book. It's a loving book. It's a great book, and I urge you to read every book of the Bible, including Job, which is a fantastic exposition of thought and most dynamic presentation of God and his workings in the world. I have also written over 900 blogs, literary, religious, political, and I'm adding more. My most current blogs are going into my four books, but I do have 900 blogs available for you to read and grasp in my website. You can be found, all these things can be found on my website, thechatkinshow.com. Finally, I've written three extensive journal articles. The Syracuse Law Review wrote I presented the criminal procedure, and that book has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and by the State Department, as well as many other universities throughout the world. My other two articles published by Academicus, the Albanian Scientific Journal, have been bought by the State Department also, and by many universities throughout the world in Africa, Asia, and North America and South America. This about wraps up what I can say about this show. And now I want to talk about what I'm going to talk about tonight. The issue is, it's a very, very acute issue, perhaps an issue that many might not understand. Where can Jesus be found? Is he in heaven, having risen from the dead? Is that where he is? Or is he elsewhere? Is he in a church? Is he in the communion meal? Where can he be found? Well, let me say this. The face and love of Jesus can be found in every human being you see and meet. You will find Jesus in every person that you can possibly encounter, because his love is the image they attain. It is only through the love of Jesus that people become developed as persons. Or better put, let me put it this way. Jesus is to be found in the face of every living person that has ever lived, that ever will live, and that has lived. He is found in every person because his love encompasses every portion of humanity. He sacrificed his death on the cross and suffered that pain and suffering to save humanity from their sin. Obviously, there's an issue for people today whether they need to be saved from sin, but they'd have to understand that they are sinners, that in their selfishness and self-love, they are encased in sin. And also there have been 6 genocides in the last 100 years, so obviously the question of sin begs its answer. So, I have to say this. In every person, one can find the face and love of Jesus, because he died for them. He gave up his life. He gave up his pain for all of humanity. And he did it because of his great love for all humanity. His love is eternal. It is all-encompassing. It is unbelievable and without limits. So, yes, where can we find Jesus? He is everywhere where you can find a person. Because that person has been saved by Christ and taken up to the potential of being in heaven. That every person that you meet, every child, the unborn that you meet, that's why abortion is such a terrible, terrible act. The unborn are loved by Jesus. They reflect in their beings the love of Jesus. Every person you meet is a offshoot of the love of Jesus. You will find Jesus everywhere and anywhere where there is a person. That person can be any faith, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever they are. You'll find the face of the love of Jesus in that person. And the faith is irrelevant. In fact, I welcome knowing other faiths and dialoguing with them and coming to know them. I know in the face of those people is Jesus and his love. He doesn't limit people because of their faith. That isn't exactly what his is. He doesn't limit people in that way. But he does, in fact, reflect in his face, the love of Christ, his love, in every person you meet. Where can you find Jesus? Everywhere, in any place, anywhere, in any person. There are 9 billion people on the planet, and they all reflect in their face the love and reality of Christ and his sacrifice. That's as much as I'm going to say tonight about this. I may go into it. You can also find Jesus in the church, by the way, in the communion mail. And you can find him as he reflects himself in the Bible. So you can find him in the words of the Bible. And you can find him in the communion meal, the Lord's Supper. Those are two other places you can find him. But most of all, you can find him in the face of all men and women who he cast down his life for. Good night. Have a good night. I will talk about this again tomorrow night.